WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. Happy Monday, 7:38 of Brock and Hunter. Skip. All right, let's get right to it. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Okay, so there's a bill in Florida, the Florida Senate right now, that would make it illegal.
I'm just a bill.
Yes, I'm only a bill. So it would make it illegal to pet your dog while driving. It's part of a larger effort to crack down on distracted driving.
What'd you think?
I got a feeling I'm gonna make some people mad on this. I have very strong opinions. Mm-hmm. It pisses me off to no end when I see someone driving with a dog in their lap.
Oh,
all right,
man.
I don't even like dogs in the front seat. I don't like any pet in the front seat.
I don't even like dogs.
But could you imagine having your cat just bouncing around like your dashboard or sitting on your lap?
No, it doesn't happen because I know it's dangerous.
I get it, all right? Animals are very important to people. They're treated like family. Kiki would literally die for our pets. Like, she would. And I think that's great. Obviously, animals should be this is not a how animals should be treated, but what it comes down to is it's a danger on the road. Now, you may say, Sparky's the most well-behaved dog in the world. All it takes is one time for Sparky to see a squirrel out there jump in front of you, or, you know, God forbid you're driving. Like, this is what I see. You see some old blue hair with her little, you know, her little Shih Tzu hanging out in her lap, just looking out the window.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry, Grandma, but if you're trying to turn that wheel and you got a dog in between your arms.
Does Sparky know the risks of driving?
No.
He doesn't, right?
He's just out there bouncing around, yada, yada, yada.
There's your answer.
Or now let's say, and actually here, let me play this clip for you real quick, because this was a owner that was talking about it.
I put a bed in the seat next to me and Bella sits in the bed.
Well, first of all, that
Jeez,
guy,
what? What's,
maybe I don't want to take this.
I put a bed in the seat next to me and Bella sits in the bed.
Okay, now there. Oh, I put a seat on the passenger seat, a little bed right there, and Bella sits there. Okay. Let's say all of a sudden Bella goes and throws up, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to look. You're going to be like, whoa, dog's throwing up. Your eyes are taken off the road.
Yep.
I'm just saying, yes, there are a lot of things that can distract us, animals being one of them. So, no, I don't think there should be any pets in the front seat. Honestly, even in the back seat with them blocking your vision, if they're sitting in the front blocking the rear view mirror.
What happens when you get in a wreck in your car or in your dog or your cat flies around the cab of that vehicle?
Yeah.
Potentially could kill somebody.
Let's say the dog is sitting, your little chihuahua is sitting in your lap with its legs propped up on the window, looking out the driver's side window. You get into an accident, that airbag goes off.
Oh, yeah.
That chihuahua is going to be imprinted into your face.
It's a human chihuahua sandwich.
Someone changed my mind. 925-WIRX, 925-9479.
I honestly don't even know why it's even in question.
Yeah.
And why people think they could really have their dog on their lap while they're driving.
Any pet. I don't care if you got a little, one of those little tiny monkeys. Nothing.
Yeah.
In my mind. But hey, maybe someone's got some just dead-ass point that is going to prove us wrong. I don't think so, but I'd love to hear from you. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Pets in cars. What's your take? Let us know. All righty, good morning. 7:46, talking about this bill in Florida. It's in the Senate right now to make it illegal to pet your dog while driving. I'm guessing it's kind of a catch-all, like any kind of animal, you can't get distracted while driving. And we see it. I mean, people take their pets with them all over the place. They go to the park. They're taking them out on road trips, this and that and the other thing. We take the dogs with us when we go to Wisconsin or Missouri.
I think the pets should be secure and in the back seat.
Yep. At least in the back seat. If you can put them in a cage, absolutely.
There's one exception.
What's that?
Just one exception. That exception is if you have a dog, it's got to be a bigger dog.
Yeah.
and a motorcycle with a sidecar. Then,
but see there, that's
okay.
They're in their own little car.
It's in their own little, in their own little world.
They're not like sitting in your lap.
Right.
That's right.
I mean, that right there, I look at that and I'm like, that's pretty cool.
Now, I was thinking too, you know, there is a time where I think an animal in the front seat, a pet in the front seat, especially a dog, if it's a seeing eye dog, that should be allowed.
I agree. Usually those are well-behaved dogs, though.
Did you not get that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, dude. Come on. Why did I fall for that so hard? Shut up. Look at you over there dancing around.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm an
idiot.
You
know what? That just proves that you don't listen to a word I say.
I don't. I'm sorry. I just play off of your emotions and expressions.
The only time it's okay if it's a seeing eye dog. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a great point, Brock. God, I'm a moron. You know what? Thanks for setting me up there. Now I look like an idiot. I know I'm an idiot.
Oh, my God.
But now you just proved it.
There's few things in this life that make me as happy as that just did right there. Let's take a quick phone call. 925-WIRX, 925-9479.
Damn
should,
it.
Should dogs be or pets be in the front seat? WIRX, hello.
Yeah, so I just want to bring to view this idea that I had. Imagine that shit that you were talking about when an airbag goes off.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
It goes flying through the cab.
Yeah, no, it goes through and it goes flying through the back of your head
right.
Because it's sitting on your lap, and then yeah, you got a dog and a dead person just melted together.
Right. Yeah, so I kind of share the same opinion, but I mean, there are certain situations that I feel that you just can't avoid having the dog with you.
I agree with that.
I don't think there should be a law against it per se, just common sense that needs to be taught in maybe driver's ed or whatever. You know,
yeah.
If it's going to be a Riley animal, put it in a cage. And if it's a good animal, then just be safe with it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I just, for me, backseat at least. Cage for sure, backseat if at the absolute least. That's my take. But all right, man, thanks for the call.
Not a problem, man.
All right. You got a dog stuck in your face.
Right. Boom. Or you could just do what Clark Griswold did in movie Vacation. Just tie that thing to the bumper, man.
Good God. Why?
That's terrible.
Now we're going to get calls.
That's terrible.
All right, we'll be back with more of this in a few.
Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 756, Brock Hunter.
Why?
So there's a new bill in the Florida Senate that would make it illegal to pet your dog.
I'm just a bill.
Can't pet your dog. Any probably animal. While driving, it's distracted driving.
I put a bed in the seat next to me, and Bella sits in the bed.
Maybe not. Let's not take that guy's dog. Bella sounds like she helped him out a lot.
That'd be kind of hard,
because
you still have to deal with him like a kid, kind of, so that'd be hard. People driving with their dogs in the front seat, they could jump in their lap at any time and they could wreck.
That's a tough one, because it's almost like texting. And driving. As long as I'm driving safely, there's really no reason for them to have a say.
I hope that guy's not texting while driving either.
Yeah.
If he knows how to.
Yeah.
It comes down to the basic fact that it's still an animal. I don't care how well trained that dog is. And seriously, folks, okay, if I can get anything across, if you're going to have a pet in the front seat, all right, mm-hmm. Okay, they're in the front seat. But if that pet gets in your lap, it pisses me off.
Yeah, mostly
would
when
you put your kid in, you just, here, come on, kid. Mm-hmm. Come on, little toddler. Stand on my lap while I'm driving. That's the same thing.
It's the same thing. I like to have my dog in my lap, eat my food, text, and call somebody all at the same time.
How'd you get in a wreck? I don't know. I was just driving down the road.
No idea.
I didn't take my eyes off the road for one second. Yeah, let's take a phone call quick. WIRX, hello.
Hey, you're talking about pets riding in the car with you?
Yeah.
My girls, when I take them to the groomers, they ride on the front.
Wait, what part?
They don't ride on the seats. They ride on the floorboard.
On the floorboard. See, now that's all right.
Yep.
So now, but have you ever been distracted by your dogs in the front seat?
I can't say that I have, and I can't say that I haven't.
Okay.
You know, it all depends on the different situation. Have I had them crawl on my lap while I was driving? Yes.
Yeah.
But I put them right on the floorboard. No issues whatsoever.
And see, and again, we're kind of looking at, you know, okay, different situations, different scenarios. But sure, you at least have them on the floor. Okay, so there's the, you got them on the floor. You know, is that better? Should you even have them there? What if they crawl underneath your foot? You go to hit the brakes and...
Yeah, nothing. Right? Yeah, God, I just...
I think you get my brakes checked.
I think you just... You got to be safe, man. You know? For all the other drivers out there, too.
Yeah.
It's just, you can't, you know, texting and driving is bad enough.
Yeah.
You know, think about having a dog on your lap.
I think that's what it boils down to. Is that...
I don't know. A dog doesn't know how dangerous it is.
Well, that's what I mean. Is you just got a dog like, hey, he's like, oh, we're going to the park. I'm excited.
You know?
He's running around. It just takes a split second.
As soon as the dog knows the dangers of the road, it's okay.
Listen, Fido, we're going on the road. It's dangerous out there.
It's a bit dangerous out there.
I'm drunk. You have to drive.
Jesus.
Please. Come on, Fido. Get us home. Oh, you're drunk too, Fido.